story and prayer, Mahabharata. I just saw today, I forgot where, but we are somewhere now. Episode 55 to 60, somewhere there in the middle of that video, 2 hours or something, 2.5, where someone says, that because they have these castes and classes in India, right? Or had. And you treat each other very strictly according to rules between those castes or classes. A lot of social codes there. And, but then someone said, who is a prince, the son of a king, I think it was. Or no, it was something with siblings or something like that. And he was saying, I can't do this because he is or she is that caste. But then the other one said that no, family members, relationships with family members, that's beyond caste and class, because you always respect family members and so on. And I just thought today that we have this expression, soulmate. And isn't that what we are looking for? Something they don't exist, but of course we have soulmates, meaning friends and beloved ones. In the eternal real world. Now, whether they are soulmates are here with us in this world that we find ourselves in or not, another question. But birds of same feather stick together, as I say, so. Yeah. That if you find someone who is kind of your soulmate, and when you do, I guess you know. Yep. Someone who you kind of feel that there's something, destiny involved here, something beyond this short life. Too statistically improbable for just being chance events, meeting people, this and that happening. And there is this person in your life which you just keep meeting, who is never really far away or still is there. Then that may be a soulmate. So things like that can happen in life. And I think then it's also important to, especially on that level of understanding and relating to each other, to not think of in terms of caste and class and this and that. Because we're just playing these roles in this specific life for a specific purpose. And if you think, oh, I'm a Brahmana and this is a... How would it be there in India? These Kshatriya is probably okay, but you know, Vaishya, Shudra, casteless, what do you call them? Shouldn't even step on my shadow. But we should rather try and learn to know each other deeper beyond the temporary physical appearance, which this is. We took birth in a certain family, were set under certain social circumstances, karma playing out there. But also, especially if and when we are talking about, you know, Vaishnava devotees, those who are here not just to enjoy their fantasies, well, maybe that too, that's fun, but who have a mission here, are here to do something nice. Helping people, you know, kind of angels, I would say, who appear here to do good. If you find such a person, and especially you should be careful not to kind of judge according to material class and caste and position and gender, whatever. Because the devotees of God, they are sent here by God, playing the roles that God wants them to play. So that, again, it's a good thing to keep in mind, to stay humble and respectful toward each other.